sometimes a little Three Bears moment right there. Okay. Welcome, everybody. I am so glad to see everybody here. I know it was like fighting the Ark weather out there. Did you all see any animals marching two by two? Because that's never a good sign. Very glad you're here for the 28th annual City Jazz Festival. We had a fantastic day today. 16 bands played today. There'll be 16 more bands tomorrow. We had a great panel of adjudicators who I'll go into more detail about in a moment. And these are great educators, great players, great composers, and they're here working with these outstanding young musicians. If you are one of the musicians that played today, can you clap right now? Okay. If you are a friend, family member of a student musician ever in your life, can you clap right now? So that's why we do this, and that's totally the reason why we do this. And by the way, we purposely started a little bit late because we figured, you know, City College has such ideal parking, and with this lovely weather, why not let people linger in the parking lot a little bit longer? So we're going to play a couple tunes for you with the big band, and then we're going to bring out our amazing guest artist, Gilbert Castellanos. But we're going to start with an arrangement that features a bunch of people. I may not have the order right, but Marco on tenor, Andrew on trombone, Gunnar on trumpet, and Brandon on alto. And this is one of my favorite jazz standards. It's called The More I See You. And it's a chart I wrote a couple, 3 years ago, so hope you like it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So one of the joys of this job over the years has been getting to know and work with these amazing educators, and they're from all over the place. I didn't bring it with me, but I hope you got a program. And a few pages in, there's bios of these amazing people. There's Mark Catlin, there's Dan Gailey from Kansas, there's Joe Mazzaferro, just from up the road a bit, and there's Mike Kamath, who somehow dodged a bullet and made it here from Baltimore, in spite of all the awful weather. So how about a hand for those people? And kind of one of the themes of tonight's concert is we're going to try to showcase, you know, some local people. So you're going to hear, that was my chart just now. And Dan Gailey wrote this next tune, and we're going to invite Dan and Joe and Barb and Mike, sorry, it's been a super long day, to come up and sit in with us on this tune. Dan can explain the title. I'm sure that it has a deep meaning to him. It's called The Cheese That Time Forgot. You know that little drawer in your refrigerator? The little skinny drawer? And the stuff that kind of collects in the Ziploc bags? It's probably one of that kind of things. But please welcome Dan Gailey, Joe Mazzaferro, Barb Catlin, and Mike Kamath to the stage.
To learn the arrangement. Just give us 1 second. There's a
clapping because I'm leaving. Nice. Really nice. But my very first year here, I was a new guy, and the jazz band, I walked in, I was all excited. Two guys at Heaven Roll, because I was new and whatever. And so you kind of recruit and you beat the bushes, and it was maybe a week or so in, I can't remember exactly, but Gilbert Castellanos walks in and goes, "Hey, can I sign up for the band?" And I think he was a college freshman, I think, I'm not sure. But anyway, he was a great player in high school, and I said, "Well, heck yeah." And so as I was thinking who to have for a guest artist for this, my final city, it's not the end of the festival, it's just for me. But it was like no doubt in my mind, because Gilbert was there in the first band, and I definitely wanted him here. He's a phenomenal trumpet player, went to Roosevelt High School, went to Fresno City College, continued his bio's in the program, you need to read it, it's really good. And he's like just a phenomenal player and educator and just a super cool guy. So how about a welcome back to town, a welcome for Mr. Gilbert Castellanos.
Second time. So that was a composition written by the great Dizzy Gillespie entitled Would He Knew, and we're going to continue now with another composition co-written by Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Poso, and this is entitled 10-10 Dale. Before we begin with that tune, I do want to say that it's an honor and a privilege to be here on this bandstand for Mike Dana's last concert. I am truly honored that he asked me to come back. He's really inspired so many musicians over the years, including myself. So those are going to be some real big shoes to fill.
That's all 13, man.
Thank you.
So I mentioned earlier that we kind of wanted to showcase the family here. And several years ago, one of my favorite people and piano players and writers is Craig Weinberg, and you'll hear him playing in a few minutes. But I had Craig write this arrangement of Blame It on My Youth, because I really love the tune, and it completely exceeded anything I ever done. He found more good stuff in that tune than I ever imagined could be there. So this is Craig's arrangement of Blame It on My Youth, featuring Gilbert Hoppe like this.
Thank you.
play a few tunes for you guys. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to let you announce this last big band tune, man.
We're going to continue with a tune entitled Minor Walk that features, who does this feature?
It features Brandon.
Brandon and?
And you.
Oh,
and
you.
Oh, and piano. There's a little bit of, Ryan's going to play the piano thing.
Oh, yeah, Ryan on piano.
Thank you.
put another hand for this amazing young group of musicians. I'd like to invite Richard and Craig and Tony up, because we're going to continue. We just have a real minor little set change here. Just so you know, we got here about 6:30 this morning, and a lot of these guys were here slogging through the muck and the mud and the rain and whatever to set up everything, and a lot of these guys worked all day at the festival, and then they play like that. So that's why I love my job. Well, thank you so much. And I just remembered something of critical importance. Perhaps you'd like to metaphorically take Gilbert home with you. I have to emphasize metaphorically. So he has some CDs available.
Hey Gilbert, are we going to do that on stage?
It doesn't matter. I can do it on stage.
Okay. So after the concert tonight, if you would like a CD of Gilbert's, I'm sure that he can arrange that for you. He'll probably even sign it. And that would be super cool. Speaking of reasons why I love my job, I have the honor of working with some amazing faculty people, and I'm not sure who all is here, but I know Julie Dana is here, I'm sure Larry Honda is here. If you're an FCC music faculty, could you stand up real quick and just let people give you some love, because you're pretty awesome. Take a look at your program. All the students' names in the big band are there. The bios of our amazing adjudicators are there. And there's a bunch of thank yous. And just before I forget, I have to thank Milestones and La Sierra Music Camps for making scholarships available. I have to thank the incredibly talented Nye Morton, who's been running sound for this event. Chris Lyon and Jay Barrett are our theater managers. They're amazing people, and they make everything look kind of groovy like that. Back to the 60s kind of. It's awesome. So I'm going to run off stage and grab a guitar and be right back, and we're going to play some more tunes for you.
We'd like to open up our set with a tune written by Tex Allen, and this is a tune entitled "Sing, Little Mama, Sing." Sing, Little Mama, Sing. Another round of applause for Mr. Mike Dana. Thank you very much. And we'd like to continue with a tune written by the great Hank Mobley. And this is a little blues entitled Soul Station, Soul Station. Thank you. continue with a beautiful ballad written by the great Duke Ellington, and I'd like to dedicate this to the woman of my life, the queen bee, my mother, who's here tonight.
Thank you.
Mr. Mike Dana. Thank you so much. This is the Global Concierge on Champion for our last team. Good evening. Thank you.
grandparents flown by, and I feel like I'm the one that should be applauding all you guys that are here, and all these great students, and the people I get to play music with, and the people I get to work with, and Julie Dana, who I met here. Best move, best career move ever, Julie Dana. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you all so much for that. It really means a lot. I probably would have done this gig for free. Don't tell my dean that. But I have loved it here, and I'm very excited for what the future brings, both for the Fresno City College Music Department and for the stuff I'll be doing. So thank you all so much for coming. The dates for City Jazz next year are in your program. Put it in your calendar. Don't know who's going to be leading the band, but it's going to be awesome. Blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for being here.
All right, if you want to hear some great student musicians, tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.